This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we are happy to have Dr. Mari Bennett in the studio. She is the director of the Family Learning Program here at Florida Tech. Dr. Bennett, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so tell us about the Family Learning Program. What exactly does it provide?
The Family Learning Program is one of 15 state-sponsored sexual abuse treatment programs in Florida, and we offer sexual abuse treatment for children and adolescents between 3 and 17 years and their siblings and non-offending caregivers. We use evidence-based treatment, including the trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy model, and we offer a family emphasis, and we offer services including individual, group, and family services to the child and adolescent victims as well as to their siblings and, again, their non-offending caregivers.
So how is this program funded?
The program is funded through state and federal grants, and therefore we're able to offer our services at absolutely no cost to the individuals we serve.
Does someone have to have a conviction or an actual police case?
All we really require due to our funding sources is that there has been some sort of report made, either a DCF report of a child abuse report or a law enforcement report, just so we have some documentation that this has been looked into.
And what kind of staff do you have on hand?
We have a wonderful team. Our team it consists of 24 individuals, including 18 clinicians and 6 volunteers. And our clinicians are all graduate clinical psychology students in the PsyD program here at the School of Psychology at FIT. And so they're all working on their doctoral degrees in clinical psychology.
Are services available here on campus, anywhere else?
We actually offer services in several areas. We have our South County team, which is actually housed at the Scott Center for Autism Treatment. We also have partnerships with Devereaux and offer services in their therapeutic group home. And very recently, we're very proud to be able to offer services in their residential treatment center in Vieira.
So if someone was out there listening and they wanted to get more information, is there an avenue they can follow?
Absolutely. I would encourage them to contact one of our associate directors at our telephone number, which is 321-604-5898.
What types of clients have you actually seen, and what's the outcome?
We see clients with all types of sexual abuse. Sometimes that's intrafamilial sexual abuse. Sometimes the sexual abuse is perpetrated by a stranger or by somebody outside the family, a family friend or acquaintance, for example. We also treat individuals who have experienced sexual assault. And our outcomes have been very positive, and we actually use outcome measures to monitor our treatment. We use pre and post measures to look at treatment efficacy. And we also house and use, with permission, of course, from our clients, we're able to collect anonymously data and use that for our database so research can be ongoing by graduate students to look at outcome measures for sexual abuse treatment.
So you say there has to be a report filed. If there was someone out there that just had suspicions, who would you encourage them to contact?
If somebody is suspecting that there is child abuse, actually everybody now within the state of Florida with recent changes to the legislature really have the obligation to protect children, and we're all considered mandated reporters. Most people don't know that anymore, but everyone has the obligation to protect children. So I would encourage anyone who has a suspicion that there may be a child who's experiencing any type of maltreatment, including child sexual abuse, to go ahead and report that suspicion to the state abuse hotline. And it's not, you don't have to actually investigate it yourself. It's not your job to investigate it, but certainly if you want to take a step just to ensure that the child is protected and have it looked into, that would be my recommendation.
It's good to know that we have these resources available. So let's give them the phone number again in case they wanted to get more information.
Okay, sure. Thank you. It's 321-604-5898.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.